reason, I want to go back to my computer.
Blog Talk Radio.
Are you doing Diamond Dallas Page's yoga?
Of course.
It ain't your mama's yoga.
You don't know what it is like to be Jake the Snake.
I always had a problem with alcohol and drugs. I couldn't get out of a chair.
He was an icon in the ring.
At his peak, he had everything.
In the late 90s, Scott Hall was as big, maybe bigger than any of them.
8 years ago, I broke my neck. I've been in a lot of pain. The MRI showed that that I have to retire.
My buddy here, I kind of helped him along his way when he wanted to get into wrestling, and he returned the favor 10 times fold.
He looks like he did back when he was on top headlining WrestleMania.
It's a real victory for me. I can straighten my hands now.
I find it just unbelievable that people care about me, because there's a long time where I didn't care about me.
I got to tell you, and I'm not just blowing smoke either, I honestly felt an energy change in the first workout. I can get into contorted shapes just in 3 weeks of doing this.
If I can do this, anybody can do it. Don't give up. Stay down.
It's DDP
Radio.
High five.
That's a scary opening, man. That just makes me really think. Guys, I gotta tell you something. This is kind of a big emergency, actually. I'm a little tired tonight because, I'll go ahead and let you guys in. I discovered this thing called the Internet.
It's going to change the world.
And it's going to change the world, no doubt. And I mean, get on board. I bought a computer in Dallas, and I wanted last night something happened and we connected and now we're in love, and I didn't go to sleep last night. I stayed up all night watching YouTube and catching up for the last 20 years one night, and spent several hundred dollars on eBay. My God. I hadn't even got to the bad channels yet. I don't know.
Send you the links.
There. I'll probably throw my shoulder out, both of them. Anyway, having said that and cleaning the act up, man, I am so pumped because, Dallas, whenever I came in here, he said, Jake, you got to get rid of your rotary phone, and you got to try this and don't eat that. I can do that. The phone thing was a real pain. I'm still trying to explore it and figure it out. So for me, I've just got a truckload of stuff I'm changing. And last night, finally connecting with my computer, which many of you see my keypads. They are beautiful. They're like bright yellow. I went for color, and they're very large. They're like, size of, a package of cigarettes, each key is, so I can see them. Man, I just started finding all this information last night, man, and seeing some really moving stuff with people, man, and, the horrible thing that happened in Oklahoma just set me on fire, and I've been running all day long with this, although I have kept away from the computer today because I just, this can't happen like that. So here we are, and I'm excited to hear everybody else's changes. And I guarantee you they're not going to be quite as big as mine, because opening the door to this computer is just, it's crazy. Crazy. Oh, my God. It was like, is it real? It's not real. This stuff, it's phony, isn't it? Yeah.
Most of it.
Anyway, welcome to DDT Radio. I didn't say that. The computer did.
Okay. You got hacked already.
How's everybody doing, man? Is everybody pumped for tonight? I want to hear some good news from some good people, talking about their victories. This was really huge for me last night, man. Yeah, I peddled on them a little bit, but I never, like, clicked and got into it. Man, last night I made love.
Awesome. You're going to have to keep a box of tissues next to that keyboard.
Absolutely. Yeah, got that and galoshes and everything else, you know, rain hat. But
keep a sock on the doorknob for Dylan.
Well, never mind. I'm only done a lot. Easy. But I think tonight, man, I just want to hear some good news from some people because, you know, Dylan is doing an awesome job here, man. He had a goal he wanted to meet. Can you put your phone down, you jerk, and get over here? God, I hate multitasking people. But when you came here, Dylan, we were weighing.
I weighed 340 when I got here. And a month before that, I weighed 360, 358. So.
And the good news is, he's going home. You know, not quite good enough. He's not staying, but. No, I'd really be lost without him, man. He's a good kid, man. I don't know what's wrong with him. Wanting to hang out with me kind of disturbs me. I do lock my door at night. He's going to go home and visit, and he set himself a goal.
Almost there.
And that goal was?
To be 300 or less by the time I go home.
And?
2 weeks before I go home, and only 10 more pounds to lose, so.
Nice.
Thank you, Bill. A chop of him with a lighter in 10 minutes, but we couldn't go at it way anymore.
50 pounds in less than 3 months, so I feel good, man. I feel real good.
Yeah, and I don't want to take all the credit because he is doing a lot of work. I'm doing my share, and then some, because I had to chase him and stuff like that and get up off the couch and, you know, go after him and stuff just to fire him up. And then last night he really punished me. He made me watch a bunch of his old wrestling. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. That's evil.
Brutal. Wow. It was brutal, man. I was like wanting to get my eyes out, you know. No more.
Well, guess who's not getting booked anywhere
his best move, I surveyed the whole situation. The match is icing. His best move was when he left the ring. That's when the people really popped and got into it. So, but enough of the gaga, guys. Let's get somebody out of here. I want to hear some good news from somebody that I don't know. Do we have any callers yet or anything?
Dude, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 callers already.
I like it. Let's get one, man. I want to hear some good news from somebody we don't know of.
Okay, well, this is the first one that I have a name for, and it's probably the only one that I have a name for right now, but this is Ninja.
Hey, guys.
Let's hear it.
Well, you wanted to hear from someone you don't know, but we kind of know each other.
Uh-oh. I didn't burn you, did I?
What?
I didn't burn you like I burned Dylan.
No.
Good news.
Good news. Still moving forward. Made a goal not too recently, but one of the goals that I wanted to make that wasn't weight loss related. Because I'm down to that last little 10, 15 pounds. But one of the goals that I made myself was being able to run a couple of miles without stopping. And consistently, I finally got to where I can run 3 miles without stopping.
Wow.
And that's something I've never in my entire life been able to do. I've never been light enough.
Yeah, just don't hurt yourself running, you know, because that old pavement, how old are you?
I'm 28. I wear the toe shoes and walk in the grass. Not walk, run in the grass.
Okay, well, you know.
I'm finally light enough. The joint impact doesn't hurt my knee. I used to have knee problems.
Yeah, well, I've got all sorts of problems. Shut up, Jake. But, you know, just take that victory, man. That's what I'm learning, too, is, you know, sometimes we're really hard on ourselves because maybe we didn't lose that last pound or whatever, and you get a little frustrated, and you're alone because sometimes, you know, I mean, I get it, man. There's a lot of people out there doing DDP yoga, they're doing it alone, and You know, thank God you got Dallas barking on that damn video. I mean, that'll keep you awake. But
well, I'm coming up. This weekend is going to be my 1 year since joining.
Oh, cool. So what was your total for the year, if you don't mind me asking? What was your officially?
Oh, gosh. 56 pounds DDP yoga, but a grand total of 130.
Awesome.
Two years ago, I was almost 300 pounds.
That's all right, girl. That's all right. I was over 3, and, mm-hmm. You know, it's crazy. I remember talking to Slim, and he was talking about a situation out there in California where, I don't know, some books or something they were carrying to give away, and there were a bunch of them. I think it was books. Hopefully you'll come on later and straighten me out on this, but she's like, his wife is telling me, you know, it's not bad of me, you're carrying those books. But if you think about it, that's how much weight he had lost. You could not believe how it was to carry those books, which was the weight that he was carrying before.
I had one of those moments with an old TV carrying it up the stairs. I was just like, let me look this up. And I looked up the weight of the TV when I got back. I was like, wow, that's more than what I lost.
Right, right. And it's like, how in the hell did I even get around then? You know?
Yep.
We forget how miserable we really were because, you know, this program, we kind of, you know, it puts you in a happy zone. It puts you in a zone that you want to work and things. And, you know, we forget about those huge victories, man. We need to rejoice daily, man, just for the gift of, you know, of being on this planet, you know, and then not being in Oklahoma, you know. I really, my heart goes out for those people. Several years ago, I was there when that F5 hit in the same area. It's just unbelievable devastation. I can't even put my mind around everything that's going on there, and, come on, people, man. Let's reach out and help each other, man, and throw a good word. But that's kind of the reason I wanted some good news tonight, man. And, young lady, keep pushing. Keep pushing. Keep pushing. No, do like I did whenever I got down to where it's like, okay, I got 15 pounds left. It's nothing. Well, guess what? I started backing off a little bit. Got a little lazy, and I gained 4 or 5 back. So, got to keep your eyes on that scale. Sometimes, you know, it starts out that scale's an enemy, but it's not really a bad person, man. That scale's your friend, too.
Yeah, I got lazy once, too, and gained 158 back. So, you know, always push forward and never give up.
Yeah, mostly I just have moved towards setting my goals on things that aren't weight-related, and I know as long as I'm working towards that, I'm not going to be gaining.
There you go. You know, that's you brought up something there. That, you know, that way, this isn't a weight loss program. You know, Dallas tells you that time and time again. It's just one of those harmful side effects. You know, and that's what's really kind about it. And I don't know, man. It's just, yeah, my flexibility's, you know, tons better. I can get up out of a chair by myself without having to look around for somebody to pull my fat ass up. But that doesn't happen anymore, you know, and getting those movements back. And I was messing around the other day, walking, and I was kind of like sort of jumping around like I was playing basketball. And I just stopped for a moment. I thought, dude, you're having fun. Why are you having fun? Oh, and sometimes we just get all bound up and we don't have fun anymore. So let's have some fun. You're having fun getting your goals met. Let's hear from somebody else.
Yeah, hey, we got a fun one for you, Jake. Your girl Naomi's on the line.
Super duper. Let me have it.
Hey.
What's going on with you?
So you're going to laugh at my workout yesterday, and I got it on camera, and I'm going to put it on YouTube. So me and my friend were doing the hardcore workout, and when it got to the point where you have to grab your toes and do that, I was like, well, damn, I can't reach my toes. So
right. She
was doing it once, and she was trying to help me spot, and we're like, no, that's not going to work. So I sat there thinking, I was like, dog leashes. So I got the hooks on the dog leashes that you put your hand on and wrapped them on my toes and then did it that way.
You know, the more I hear from you, the more I know you're my kind of girl.
It works.
Heck, do you have handcuffs? Maybe you should try handcuffs on them. That's just too much. That's great, you know. I mean, I'm watching Scott Hall use this contraption that he has to put his socks on with, you know, because he had the hip replacement. And that's smart. Think smart. You know, this workout's not impossible. It's not built that way to be impossible. It's built to be your friend. So you had to feel great once you got the workout done. And what are you doing going after that monster workout in the beginning? Are you insane?
No, I'm just me.
Yeah, you are insane. Okay.
Well, we thought it'd be fun, and it was.
How many workouts have you had now?
This is the half of my second week, so I've done one every day.
Wow.
I tried.
And that's so awesome, Naomi. You are the queen, girl. I mean, I'm so happy just to know you because you inspire me every day. And you know, there's stuff out there, folks. Check Naomi out, man. She's a warrior. You know, I'll put her up against anybody. She did scare me the other day. She sent me a picture that she told me she had bumped his pat. And how big was that damn snake?
I think it was about 6 foot, 7 foot.
Yeah, it just brought back a lot of bad memories for me. By the way, folks, I don't like snakes. That's just something I did on television. You know, sort of like staying at a Holiday Inn last night.
Yeah.
Knowing what you're doing.
Which is why I sent you the picture. I was like, oh, I'm going to tell him I bought this.
Yeah, I know. And it got my attention, like that idiot. You know, all I can think of is your mom and dad's going to cut my throat. So there we go. We don't want that to happen. Girl, we're going to
light you on fire.
Right. Huh?
Give us some good news.
Some good news?
Yeah.
I'm down to 110. I was at 123.
I like that.
Yeah, it's actually taken a lot of pressure off my hip, so I'm able to walk more at school.
That's great, girl. That's great. Girls, you don't know, Naomi's in school and kicking some serious butt. And she's got
not
a lot of shots.
Today was the last day.
Excuse me?
Today was the last day of school.
Oh. Can we mourn?
Yeah, about a year, and then I'm going to go to FIT. It's a computer engineering college.
Oh, God. Hey, if you do that, by then I'll know everything there is to know about these computers. I'm a fast learner, so I could probably teach you, you know. So are you kidding me? Yeah, I'll get the going. I'm going to get back into it tonight. I can already feel it coming on, creeping up on me. Naomi, we're going to holler at you, lady girl. We're going to bounce around and see what... How many people can just lash out and tell us some stuff that makes everybody feel good?
Awesome.
Let's do it.
Hey, baby.
Great job, Naomi. Hey, yeah, you were talking earlier, Jake, about it being a lifestyle. I secretly prepped past my 3 years with DDP Yoga this past week, so I'm happy. And there's actually a guy on the phone, Marlon, who's been with YRG DDP Yoga since the beginning. And he's got some words about the Ultimate Workshop.
All right, man. Marvin, hit us up. Do something. Tell me something good.
Yo, am I on?
Yeah, you're on, brother.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm also on the first set of DVDs, man, the YRG DVDs. You can see me in there being corrected by the yoga doctor. continuously corrected by the yoga doctor. So I want to let everyone know the Ultimate Workshop is coming up next month, the 22nd. So don't sleep on it. Get on it now. Give me a call. Give me an email. And let's get everybody signed up before Dallas takes off to the UK and goes across the pond. So we're doing that right before we leave to England and then Scotland. So anybody got any questions about the workshop, hit me up.
Hey, Marlon, where do they need to contact you? What email?
Marlon@DallasPage.com.
Awesome. I know a couple hardcore listeners are gonna be there, like Roger Lowry. So This will be like his third workshop, I think. His second or third one. So.
Yeah, I think he does all of them.
Yes.
What's that?
I think Roger does all of them.
Yeah, he does. Roger is also signed up for the deluxe package, so he's staying overnight.
Sweet.
Uh-oh.
There you have it.
That's a good thing, man. I know when people come into the crib, we have a wonderful time, man. We went to the ball game this last weekend, man. It was awesome, man. And I broke it off, and I sang for the whole world to hear.
I saw that video, man.
Yeah. I haven't been arrested.
The beauty of the Ultimate Workshop, and I'm just going to talk about it briefly now, then I'll let you all talk about people changing their lives, which is what this type of stuff does. The Ultimate Workshop is different than the regular workshops because not only do you learn how to do the Diamond Dozen correctly, because a lot of people don't do things correctly, even if they think they do, like myself. My daughter, Skylar, is still teaching me to this day. That being said, you also can learn about eating, which is also something that's very difficult for some of us to do, going the gluten and wheat-free direction. So the Ultimate Workshop is something I'd suggest anybody do if you live anywhere near the Atlanta or rather Smyrna area, or if you live far. Get on a plane, get on a train, get on a bus. Let's do it.
Trains and automobiles. And that's Marlon at Dallas Page?
Marlon at DallasPage.com.
Awesome.
It's worth the trip. If you run into stuck for a ride, let me know and I'll send Dylan after you.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how much people there are, Dylan will take care of it.
Ride. Give me a piggyback ride, man. You need to lose it the less the weight, so I'm sure you'd be glad to do it. All right, what else we got?
Cool. Thanks a lot, Marlon.
Right on, man. Take it easy, guys.
Later, Marlon. Okay, Jake, we got looks like James is up next.
What's going on, everybody?
It's happiness, man. Happiness. Victory. Everybody's in victory.
Well, I've got a few victories. I tell you, it's an honor to talk to you, Jake. I actually got to come up and work out at crib several weeks ago, and you were happy to be out of town. But just to meet Dallas and to see how far this guy has come is just incredible. And I met just an awesome group of guys up there. So maybe next time I come up, you'll be around, but it's an honor to talk to you. But I started this program in November 16th last year. And at that time, I was nearly 500 pounds. I was 486 pounds, and my quality of life was just, I mean, I've got a great family. I've got a decent job, but my quality of life was terrible. I mean, I couldn't, you know, just like you had said, getting up and out of chairs was killing me. You know, walk into the mailbox. I mean, I walked to the mailbox and I would just get winded. I would literally have to stop in the middle of walking to my mailbox and rest. You know, it was just terrible. And I've tried everything on the planet, every pill, every drink, every, you know, countless gym memberships and all the equipment. I've done it all, and nothing's worked for me. And then when I found the program, I've always been a huge wrestling fan my whole life, and I knew about DDP. I knew about it when it was YRG, but I always, you know, that's something else for me to waste my money on. And
right.
Finally, you know, I just started researching. I just got sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time. And I got sick and tired of just having no quality of life. So, I said, you know what, I'm just going to bite the bullet the first couple of days and try it and just see what happens. And I went into it, and the thing about it is I went into it almost certain that I was going to fail. You know, I knew going into it that this is going to be some more money, you know, good money thrown after bad, and it wasn't going to work. But I said, you know, I'm going to give the old college try, and I started the program and started working it, and, you know, lo and behold, I started seeing a few results. And then I got a call from Dallas one day, and you know, that was huge. I was like, really? I mean, he's taking time out of his busy schedule to call me and check on me. And he told me from that first phone call, he said, if you'll do what I tell you to do, he said, I'll be here with you every step of the way. He said, if you'll commit to phase 3 eating plan, I'll be here with you every step of the way. He said, if you're not going to do the work, He said, don't waste your money. Don't waste my time. He said, go ahead and mail it back. Get your refund. And don't waste any of my time. And that stuck with me. And I'm like, man, you know, now I can't let this guy down because this has been one of my idols my whole life, and I can't let him down. So long story short, I've been doing it. I'm almost 6 months. I just passed my six-month anniversary, and I've gone from 486 to 384. I lost 102 pounds. And losing that 102 pounds has just been, I feel like I've been let out of prison.
Absolutely. Having a whole new list of things you can do again, you know?
Oh, it's crazy. I mean, it's the little victories. I mean, it's like when I get to work now, I can climb 5 flights of stairs, and it doesn't just destroy me, you know, whereas, before I couldn't climb a flight of stairs, I got on a plane 2 weeks ago, and I didn't have to get that dreaded seatbelt extender, man. I just snapped the seatbelt, and that was just huge to me. You know, the fact that, you know, I'm not a high-fashion guy, so, you know, the fact that now I can go into Walmart and actually buy shirts,
it
blows me away. So it's little tiny victories, and everybody's like, well, you know, you've lost 100 pounds, what are you going to do now? And I'm like, dude, I'm going to lose 100 more.
Hell yeah, bro.
So I want to, you know, kick this thing in. I want to lose 100 more because it never occurred to me that I was really, honestly, I was digging my own grave with a spoon and didn't even realize it. You know, just eating trash, not exercising, and just living just a sedentary lifestyle. I mean, tired all the time, and now it's like, I'm on the go so much when the weekends come. When I'm off of work, man, I'm hitting it Saturday morning, and we're going walking, we're going places, and it's like I don't want to slow down because I'm scared if I slow down, that old lifestyle is going to catch me.
It can, too. A lot of people, that happens with them, man. You got to keep your eyes on the prize. That's my motto, man. Keep your eyes on the prize. What did you really want out of this? What are you working to do? One of the best things about this whole program, as far as I'm concerned, is the fact that you create support groups. You just meet new people that have new things to happen. They can, whether it be with food or with getting in a certain position or just talking, man. I mean, gosh, here at the house, man, getting some heavy prayer. We just all jumping together, man, and it's a happy team, and why shouldn't it be happy when you got people with victory every day?
Oh, it's amazing. Like I say, the friends that I've made just since I've been in this program, you know, and signed up for the Team DDP Yoga, and just I've made friends. I mean, like, you know, when I post a picture, and I have more people from my DDP Yoga friends than I do my regular friends that are commenting on me, encouraging me, you know, it tells you, and then I got several friends that have started the program. I bet I've got about 10 people that have started, and about half of them are still with it. About half of them are really trying, but the other half just, you know, they weren't in the right mindset, and I just told them, I said, no, you're not ready. I said, when you get your head, your heart, and your ass all wired together, that's when it'll happen for you.
Well, it's pretty easy to get out of your ass and start that way.
Exactly.
And congratulations, Rob.
Definitely. So Jake, we got 9 callers and counting. Okay, and quick up, he gave a quick shout out, but Viper X Team Snake X. So he's going to try to catch up with you tomorrow. For some reason, they can't hear the whole show, but wanted to give you a shout out. And we got Pat coming up on the line.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good, bro. How you doing?
Hey, great. I started DDP Yoga. It would be a year ago on Monday, May 22nd. And my story's a little bit. I was in pretty decent shape. I just February 2nd, 2012, I got off all opiates and everything, and I've been working out for about 3 months. And my girlfriend saw an article on DDP Yoga, and she ordered it last April, and what is yoga? You know, I was in more lifting weights and everything. And I decided I was going to do it. And I didn't even do the Diamond Dozen, which I know wasn't smart. But I decided to throw it in. I did energy. And from that work on out, I was hooked. And I couldn't believe how much it had raised my heart. heart rate went up, and I've been hooked ever since. I still go to the gym because I wrestle on the independent and keep a little bit more mass on me, but this workout has leaned me up and ripped me up like nothing. Had no workout or any supplement has ever, and I can't tell you how much better I feel after I do DDP yoga.
It's increased resin. I mean, core strength is, I'm sure, jumping off the charts. You've been doing it that long, you know? Core strength.
It's amazing.
Man, core strength. You know, I never thought about core strength all the years I was in the ring. Now I can work my arms, work my chest, you know, triceps, biceps whenever I'm tipping that beer bottle. But I never worked the core. And that's where it starts. It starts right there in the center, man. Start there in the middle and work your way out instead of trying to start on the outside. We've all got the mind that before. Well, that ain't working. Congratulations.
Hey, Pat, you're right. The red hot core. What?
Yeah, okay. If more people want to hook up with you on Team DDP Yoga, what's your name? Which pool?
Pat Cusick.
Okay, cool.
All right. Talk to me.
He's still there, Pat?
Okay. Cool.
Hello.
All right. All right, Pat. Thanks for the call, bro. We're gonna grab the next one, see how many people we can tell their success stories. Keep going, bro. All right, Jake, we got DJ up next for you.
Hello.
Hello. Give me some news, man.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I just want to give you a little quick update. It's about another 12 days till my first year of doing DDP yoga. And I'm down almost 170 pounds and almost 100 inches.
Nice.
Man, God bless you, man. You know, every time somebody does this and gets those type of results, you may not know it, man, but there's a lot of people that are seeing you that you don't even know by name. But they've seen you walking around, all of a sudden they see your body changing. And, you know, they're asking themselves, what the hell's that guy doing? Well, don't be afraid to shout it out, man. Turn some people on to this thing, man. It's a beautiful thing. It's, you know, I could rant for the next 2 hours about what it's done in my life. But, no, that's not what I want to hear from you guys, man, because you need to claim those victories, man. You need to shout it from the mountaintops, man, and let people know, man, look, I'm a winner, man.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, even me just walking around the block now, I mean, people remember me walking around the block when I was at 519 pounds almost a year ago.
Yeah.
And now they don't even recognize me. They have to kind of, you know, ask who I am. It's like, oh, you were that guy that was out walking in a 32-degree weather like 3 months ago.
Don't kid yourself. When they get home, they're shaking their head trying to figure out how the hell is he doing it. And you know what a lot of them are going to say? Well, he's got to be doing something other than yoga.
Yeah, right.
Other than yoga, we're doing DDP yoga. And it's a different kind of monster, man. But it's one that's going to take
you. Oh, yeah,
and
I tell them that, too. It's, you know, it's not your mama's yoga by any means.
There you go. Give me somebody else, man. Let's keep these people rolling.
Have a good one, guys.
DJ. Later on. So we got about seven more callers here. Ben Miller, you're up next, bro. You're on with Jake.
All right, am I on?
Yes, you are.
Perfect. I got all kinds of good news to talk about, Jake. And I just want to start by saying how great it is to finally be able to talk to you. You know, we have a lot of similarities together. For me, I went through that whole sobriety thing, and this is my 10th year. In October, it'll be 10 years, man. And I know how hard it is in the beginning, those first couple weeks and then months, but it builds up. And That confidence, you know, you know exactly where I'm coming from, that confidence after a couple of months. And, you know, I won't lie to you. There's times that I'll, you know, if I'm with friends, I'll go to a bar or something, and it's a smell. You know what I mean? That smell of a bar. It's like in the walls. And, but get that strength, and it's great. So for me, I'm very excited, and I'm sure the day's going to come where you'll be at your 10-year mark and rocking that out too. And I'm just very happy to be able to say that to you personally.
I appreciate that, man. I really do, man. You know, there are bad days, man. It just, that old monster just crawls up my ass and really tears into me, man. And, you know, those days are, you know, I can fight it, and I'll go to a meeting. But, you know, there's also those days that you don't even see it coming, man. And
yeah,
that's scary. It's really scary. And, folks, I'm not going to lie to you. I had a hard time last week, man. And, you know, I got to hurting mentally, and you know, my shoulders still bother me, and you know, I just creeped through. He didn't creep up on me, man. He kicked the door in on my ass. But you know, I got myself surrounded with great people. I'm doing a program that works. DDP yoga, the breathing techniques that Dallas teaches you, it will help you with addiction problems. I promise you. If you're struggling with addictions, you know this. You know, there's days I feel like crap, I don't want to do anything, and then I got two or three assholes around here. Come on, man, let's go ahead and get this thing done. Okay, son of a bitch, leave me alone. Shut up. Come on, Jay, do it. You know, next thing you know, we're goading each other into this. But that's support in a fun way.
You're going to keep growing. You're going to keep going, I have no doubt. And I know exactly what you're talking about those days, and they come out of nowhere, and people that haven't been there don't understand. They think, you know, why don't you just put the bottle down and walk away? Or,
no,
not a problem. They don't get it, you know?
Should have salvaged out thought of that.
But,
so what else is going on in your life, man?
Oh, man, I had my 120 days in DDP yoga at the beginning of this month, and in 120 days I lost 60 pounds. And I don't know how many inches offhand. I can't believe I don't have the number in front of me, but it's been unbelievable. I've never had success like this. And the greatest thing for me is that, you know, like, unlike everybody, well, not everybody, but most other people on the DDP yoga program, I don't do any other workouts. I changed my diet and I do DDP yoga because I'm a disabled vet. I can't go to the gym and I can't do a lot of the things, even. You know, I have panic disorder with agoraphobia and PTSD, so leaving my house is real hard sometimes. But I can do these workouts here at home. And I don't know if you know about the whole Donate My Weight project I did, where I originally, this is a couple years ago, I came up with that idea of pairing weight loss with raising money and donations for food banks. And I did really well with that. Yeah, it went great. I was on TV all over the country. I was on the Rachel Ray show. I did all kinds of media appearances. And then things just overwhelmed me, you know, and I fell apart and I failed in front of everybody. And the Biggest Loser people, I had been in talks with them to do something. They ended up just kind of running with the idea and doing it themselves, which is great. You know, a lot of people got helped, but I fell apart. And one day at the beginning of this year, I'll never forget it, I got a phone call from Diamond Dallas Page. And just out of, you know, I had sent something to him thinking, you know, I don't know, I had kind of just about given up on myself and resigned myself to the fact that I would never be able to get better. And it's a lot of shame and humiliation to fail like that in front of everybody, you know. And I didn't know what to do, and I sent him an email, and I just kind of told him my situation, and he called me the next day, and I don't know what it was about that call. I think it's how honest he is, you know, how real he is, and he got me started, and I don't think I'll ever be able to thank him, because he's changed my life. You know, I talk to him about once a week, not so much lately, because, you know, he's got all that stuff going on, he's just busy, but every once in a while he'll call me, and the phone calls are, Jake, you know exactly what I'm talking about with this. You know, he'll tell you, get your head out of your ass. You're doing that wrong. Just stop it. You know? I love it.
We'll make Dallas happy, man. All you got to do is, it's real simple, and that's share the love that he's giving you with somebody else, man. Because
I'm trying so hard to do it. I'm trying so hard to pass along. He gave me a huge gift. He's giving me my life back. I got four kids and a wife, and that's the other thing I wanted to say. And he, you know, everybody has heard about what he's doing with you and with Scott Hall, and it's awesome. But I'm a nobody, you know? I'm just another veteran and nobody, you know what I mean? And he's going out of his way to call me and to work with me and to help me. I've had some issues with different diet things and exercise problems and stuff. And, you know, we've talked up to 45 minutes on the phone, you know, and I know he's a busy guy, but he gives a damn about me. I'm nobody, you know? He's a hell of a man, and I wish people knew exactly who Diamond Dallas Page was. Dallas Page, you know? He's not that character on TV. He's a hell of a guy, and I'm grateful.
Oh, we're going to scoot to somebody else. I want to bump out 5 points before I get off the line here.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll follow this guy after this. We still got 6 guys coming up, and we got Travis next. Travis, you're on the tape, bro.
Hey guys, it's Travis from South Dakota. How you guys doing?
Better.
Hey, I was just calling in to give a little update myself. I'm just 2 days away from 6 months into the program. I am down to 200 pounds. I'm about 15 pounds away from my goal, so it was 185, and I'm the slimmest I've been in 20 years. So, and I got DDP yoga and the clean eating to thank for it. So it's great. So I've been doing that. Also got some good news there as far as, this week I'm in, the judo stuff. I've talked about being in the dojo and everything. And I tweaked my shoulder I took a fall for somebody and I reached back and I tweaked the shoulder a little bit. And you may think that's bad news. Well, no, it's good news. I look at it as good news because it's getting me to be mindful and tell me to slow down a little bit and be mindful for where my stuff is at so I can modify and make the most out of my life.
Your limitations. Don't run the limitation. Embrace it. Learn to work with it, man. Find a way. That's what I want to talk to, because I have no patience. That always screams at me a lot because he's like, damn it, Jake, don't do it. It's just too much. Oh, you're on the tape. And grab a hold of them and smell them out, feel them out, and move it on down the road because that's the only way it's going to get better for you, man. I think it's cool with what you've done with yourself. South Dakota, though, man, you can move south, man.
Yeah, well, South Dakota, I grew up in South Dakota, so it kind of grows on you. I'm going to be going south. My parents moved down to Tennessee, so we're going to be hitting a little southern hospitality here in the next week. But so we've got some connection down there. We get to visit. But, it's cleaner. It's a lot less, there's some less mosquitoes. I wouldn't say a lot less mosquitoes, but they're at least smaller up here.
So. Take care, brother. Somebody else.
Have a good day. Have a good night, guys.
Later on, Travis. Okay, and now we finally get a good voice to listen to. Leslie, you're on with Jake.
Hello?
What's up?
Oh, nothing. I just want to let y'all know, I don't know if y'all have me on your Facebook, but I posted on my Twitter, and today I went to the clothing shop to pick out an outfit for my 29th birthday, which will be Saturday. And I am officially in a size 16, so I'm very, very proud of myself.
Yeah, let's see those pictures, girl. Woo-hoo.
I tried to add you on Facebook there, Jake, but I haven't got a response yet.
Well, I am new at this computer thing, but I will get somebody to definitely get me over there, because I like taking a look at pictures of pretty women, I know. So Snake's not dead yet, but congratulations, young lady.
Yeah, so 2 years ago when I was married, I had some health issues. The doctor put me on a medication, and I was 315 pounds. So today I am 255. So overall, other than doing the DDP yoga in February, I've lost a total of 60 pounds altogether.
That's me. I'm 65. I know what it difference is. And just look at what you're going to do in 6 months. I mean, it's fun now because it's like a year while back I went shopping for that first time. And once I lost my weight, Yeah, I used to dread shopping. But, you know, it felt pretty damn good to go in there and buy jeans that I hadn't bought since, you know, Lord knows when, the 70s, at that size. And red, does that feel good? So enjoy your picture, girl.
Yeah, so I've lost 7 pounds since in 2 weeks from getting back onto the DDP yoga wagon. So, and I'm going to the workshop June 22nd, so I requested that day off. And I wanted to give a couple people a shout-out. Donna in North Carolina, I know you're listening. Don't get discouraged. If you want to carpool, that would be great. So she needs a little bit of encouragement. I know she's been slipping. Troy, I know he's I know I have a lot of fans already, you know, with the whole success thing. So just wanted to let y'all know what everything was going on.
People like to hang out with winners. I found that out. It's amazing how many more friends I have now that I'm doing the things that I'm doing than I did 7 months ago when I was holed up in a room and didn't want to see the outside, didn't want to see my family because I was so ashamed of myself. Victories are great. Life is great. Your friends are great. Don't sit back there and hide life, man. You know, surviving is not living. Surviving is not living, man. Damn it, this is full of beauty. All we got to do is just reach out and grab a hold of it and embrace it and smell it and taste it and feel it and hear it. There's so damn many nice things going on. Let's get somebody else on here. We only got a few minutes left.
Yeah, we got another DDP Yoga Diva. Let's bring Christine on. You're on with Jake.
Hi. How are you?
Love your voice.
Thank you. Well, I want to say, I think it's really important to me to say, I want to thank James and DJ and the veteran in South Dakota and Leslie for all sharing, because I am not doing as well as I should be on this. And I originally, you know, just came on to listen for some inspiration. And I just want to thank you all so very much, because it's really what I needed. Really a lot. And I'm really sorry if I'm getting emotional, but this is so important to me. Anyway, I started April 1st on the program, and I reached a 10-pound weight loss. I still have a long way to go because I still want to lose like 80 more or 70 more pounds somewhere in that bracket. So I don't know what it is that I'm not doing right, but I obviously, you know, I have to admit that I haven't been, you know, as on the ball consistently as I should. I really, really made a huge effort trying to eat wheat-free and dairy-free and gluten-free. And I even juice once a day, and I'm sticking to 1,300 calories a day. And I do get some success with that. I think I need to increase my water, and I need to increase maybe the amount of times that I work out. I was working out 3 times a week, but I would do 2 workouts a day. So maybe I need to increase that. I'm not really sure. But if anybody can hear me and you're on the Team DDP Yoga page and you want to friend me, my name is Christine Burcham. It's B-U-R-C-H-A-M. So if you want to friend me, I could use all the encouragement that I can get, and I will do the same for you. I just really want to thank everybody for sharing. I bought a Nutribullet, so I'm trying to find out if that's a good thing, that I can use that instead of spending so much money on what I put in the juicer. And you know, I'm open to suggestion, and I'm just open to hear what anybody has to say.
Okay, how do you spell that last name for those people who are trying to hook up with you?
It's Christine with a C, and my last name is Burcham. It's B-U-R-C-H-A-M.
All right.
And Dallas is such a sweetheart. I mean, he has been emailing me, too, now and again when I reach out to him. He always gets back to me. I am so grateful for that. I really am. So grateful.
We all lose weight at different speeds. We all reach our goals at different speeds. But the key is, give up. Health is right around the corner, baby. There's going to be somebody to talk to you tonight. I think Dylan, I won't get on Dylan on you, but I both will double tag team you, and you won't have a chance.
Great. Send them, because I'm in Douglasville, Georgia, and I'm trying to save up enough money so I can sign up to go to the Ultimate Workshop on June 22nd. I want to go. I want to be there.
I tell you what. Would you show up if I paid for it?
Yes, I would.
All right, shut up. I'm paying for it.
My husband wants to just go to the food part. I want to go to the food part and the workout. I want to do it all because I really want to. I really want to be there. I want to see the whole deal, you know?
I'm going to punch your nose, but I'll pay for it. I love you. We'll talk to you later tonight, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, baby. Give me somebody else. An honest woman, man. I love that, man.
Thank you.
Play it there.
I have four kids, and life is so hectic, and I just really want to do this so that I can watch them grow up. You know, I really want to be there for them. I want to get healthy again. I want to feel better about myself again.
You can. You should feel better right now because you're reaching out and being honest and helping one of you. All right, baby, go grab somebody else.
Okay, right. Thank you.
Take care.
Okay. All right, thank you.
You got Vinny out there. Vinny, you online, bud?
I am here. Thank you, guys.
How you doing, Vinny?
I'm doing great. I'll make this short and sweet for you, but I called in a couple weeks ago when I just started out. I'm at my 16-day point. I've lost about 13 pounds. I've stuck to the mostly organic. Just dropped off dairy yesterday, and now going mostly gluten-free, and I got to say, I feel great. My energy is incredible, and I just want to thank all of you guys, you know, Sparky, Robs, Steph, Jake, you know, you've been an inspiration. I've been watching any video I can get a hold of you as far as DDP Yoga is concerned, and, you know, I just wanted to say thanks to everybody out there on Team DDP Yoga. You guys are awesome.
Appreciate it, man. We always used to love.
And, Jake, you know, you said pass it on, and I've got about 7 people who are interested in doing this with me. I got my mom, my sister, and some coworkers who are all coming over on Saturdays to do this kind of stuff with me. So taking it on and passing it and spreading out the good word.
Who else we got, boss? We're almost out of time.
Thanks, Vinny. Yeah, we got Cheryl for you next, another DP Yoga Diva for you.
Hello. It's great to talk to you, Jake. I grew up watching you on TV, and so this is pretty cool. I'm a newbie to DDP Yoga. I'm on week 2. I had bought it, but then I started having problems with my knee and had to, Doc said I had to wait. So 8 years ago, I blew my knee out very badly. I almost lost my leg. I tore my ACL, my MCL. My LCL, I have no meniscus left, and so 10 hours of surgery later, they put my leg back together, but I, you know, haven't been able to walk very well, and I've tried everything under the sun, and I was watching, I actually caught a video on YouTube of DDP and you, Jake, and then I saw Arthur's video, and like everybody, I'm sure I bawled my eyes out and thought, you know, if he can do it, so can I. The really cool thing that I noticed, I live in Michigan, and it's been raining cats and dogs today. And I was sitting at my desk in my office, and all of a sudden it dawned on me that my knee didn't predict the weather that day. It didn't. My knee hasn't hurt all day. And it used to be I could tell you, usually I was accurate within about an hour of when rain was going to start or any kind of precipitation. And it just dawned on me. I'm sitting at my desk, and staring at my legs going, my God, my knee doesn't hurt. This is unbelievable. My goal is to be able to get on my horses by myself. I blew my knee out training a horse, actually. And, you know, ever since I've had to use mounting blocks or a leg up or whatever, and I can't get on my horses the way I want to, and I can't move the way I want to, and now all of a sudden it's, you know, like today that the no rain thing was huge. I couldn't believe it. And I called my mom and I said, you're not going to believe this. My legs don't hurt. She says, but it's raining. Your legs always hurt when it rains. I said, I know, and they don't hurt. So
you know, it's nice to finally be doing something that doesn't cause me more pain than I was already in. You know, it's that good muscle pain of, you know, I'm working and I'm making my muscles work, but I don't wake up the next morning and think, how the hell am I going to get out of bed? I'm down 7 pounds so far in 2 weeks, and I've got about, ideally, probably 35 or 40 more to go, maybe more, we'll see. I'm more concerned. So,
you know when it's going to rain. No, you don't.
No, I don't. I did. It just dawned on me. It was so funny because I was sitting at my desk and I'm looking out the window and I'm like, it's raining. And my legs don't hurt. And I couldn't believe it because I had gotten to a point even that I didn't even bother with painkillers anymore because I had been on such high painkillers for so long and it didn't touch the pain. And it got to a point where I had to decide either I'm going to be addicted to these things or I'm just going to have to learn to live with it. And for 8 years, I haven't had a day that wasn't pain-free. And it dawned on me today, I'm not in pain. And that just...
Isn't that a strange feeling?
It's an amazing feeling. I never thought... When this happened, they told me I was lucky to be alive because of the way I had blown my knee out. I was a millimeter from severing the nerve and the artery. So then they told me, you know, you're probably never going to walk right again. You know, at 25 years old, I had to learn how to walk again after they rebuilt my knee. And I never thought I would get to a point where I could, you know, do things again. And now it's... You know, I'm walking up and down after 2 weeks. It just blows my mind, and I've never looked forward to working out before, and now it's sweet. It's Wednesday night. I get to do yoga, or you know, cool. It's Monday. I get to do yoga. You know, it's insane. I've never looked forward to it in my life. So it's unbelievably life changing. I can't even fathom it.
Just be sure keep a close.
Yeah.
Slow and steady.
And that's why I wanted to do something like this because I knew yoga. I'd done yoga before, and it didn't seem to bother my legs as much. And now it's just unbelievable to me. And I can't, you know, I think, geez, this is where I'm at after 2 weeks. I can't imagine what it's going to be like in 6 months. You know, so it's really exciting.
Going to grab 2 more people here before I get off of here. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.
Awesome.
We'll
talk.
All right.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
All right. We'll see you. Hey, we got 3 more that have been holding for 10 minutes. We'll cut it there. Sound good to you, bro?
Sounds great to me, man.
Okay, let's bring Adam in. What's going on, Adam? You're on with Jake.
Hey, first of all, I want to say thanks to Jake because he was my inspiration. I've had BDP yoga back when he had a book, Yoga for Regular Diet, back when I was in high school. So, you know, and I've seen Arthur Borman, you know, I'm a veteran. I've seen what he did. So I wrestled indie a little bit. I met Jake in person back when he wrestled in Texas. A friend of mine, Crimson, brought him in to work his thing. And, you know, I've seen how he was then.
Yeah.
And to see how he is now, and I saw the Hall of Fame speech. If it could change him, you know, I realized the other day that I've been living in an addictive world, but not booze or porn or video games. My reality was virtual. I didn't believe anything. I because of the PTSD and the nightmares and all, I create a false reality and done a lot of stupid things in both my marriage and personal and professional life. And then, you know, if he could turn his life around, so can I. And I like other people that make a goal. Oh, I want to lose 100 pounds, 200. I didn't make a weight goal because to me, if I made a weight goal, I would be finished. And, you know, my father died at 41 when he had a heart problem. I'm 29. I got 2 little kids. My goal is just to live. And I'm on day 9. My goal is 365 and then go from there. So on day 9, I post every day. You know, I let Diamond know. He gives me all the encouragement online. You know, it's the furthest I've done this, and it's the most workout I've done since I wrestled high school back in 2002 when I graduated.
Man, no doubt. You know, I made my changes, and I continue to make changes. But now I'm strong enough to make those changes, you know, whether it be physically, mentally, or dealing with addictions and dealing with just being a whole time, you know. Not our problem,
yeah.
Man. Thank you for sharing, man. And just keep your head up, man, and be proud. Those kids deserve a father, man. And I think you got it on the right track, bro. Let's
talk to somebody. Awesome. Thank you. Thanks for the call, bro. And Jimmy, you're coming up. If you got your updated question, you're on with Jake right now.
Hey, guys. Thanks for bringing me on, Jake, and all you guys. Thank you so much. I'm, unlike a lot of the callers, I'm brand new. I've been doing DDP yoga maybe 6 weeks. It's only been a month. I've been doing it 3 days a week. And I have a silly little story I want to share with you guys. I was doing laundry 2 weeks ago. I pulled my pair of jeans out of the dryer, and I noticed I'm wearing a pair of jeans, which is odd because I thought I only had one. And then I realized that I had two pair of jeans. I stopped wearing one of them 6 months ago because he didn't fit me. I couldn't fasten them up. And I was wearing the jeans that I couldn't wear 6 months ago. After only a month of doing DDP yoga, I don't have big numbers yet, but I got little changes. I'm wearing clothes I couldn't wear before. My knees don't hurt. I'm more flexible. I jump to do my workouts. I'm doing them 3 days a week, and I'm about to add a fourth.
There you go.
I hate working out. I hate exercising. I love doing DDP yoga, and I want to thank my friends, and you guys may know them. They've been around, I guess, since it was YRG, but my friends Kim Haney and my new friend Perry Lang, who got me into this.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate it, my man.
Yeah, when I was considering doing it, I thought I'd talk to Terry for 15 minutes. She kept me on the phone for an hour and a half, hooked me up, and I've been doing it ever since, and I'm wicked thankful for this, and I'm thankful for you guys for the encouragement and everything you do. I appreciate it a whole lot. I don't have a big story. I'm just a fat guy who's tired of being fat, and I'm not gonna be anymore.
Let me tell you something, bro. If you want to get a high and get another boost for your workouts, turn somebody else on to it. How you feel about it, Ben?
I've been doing that.
You go. You already know what I'm talking about, then.
Yes, sir.
Enjoy.
I've been telling the stories. I've been saying, look, this is. Guys, this is no fooling. You may think, this is yoga. It ain't. Trust me. Just watch one. Just watch it and do it. You can afford it. You can do it. Make this thing happen. It's going to be, you're going to love doing it. It's going to sound, it sounds silly, but I can't wait to roll down that mat and pop in that DVD and take on energy again. I've been doing energy, just energy for a month. I'm going to do it until I can do everything, until I can do everything on that workout, until my gut doesn't get in my way, until my bones and my muscles will make it happen. I'm going to keep doing it until I can get everything done.
Be patient. Do it the right way. Be safe. Be smart, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right.
Awesome call. Thanks, bro. And to knock it out of the ballpark, we got Mike. You're on with Jake, bro.
Hey, how's it going, Jake?
Good, bro.
I should say, first off, that, you know, I grew up in the 80s and, you know, grew up watching you as a wrestling fan. And, you know, my 20s were spent, you know, fired by drugs and alcohol. And, you know, I started a job when I hit 30 that was a career, and which was traveling. You know, like you guys did, not as much, but to where within a couple of years I put on 100 pounds, you know, just hitting the fast food and, you know, just trying to get a meal in when you can. And so I went from about 150 to about 280. And, you know, I saw the, you know, DDP and the yoga that he was doing and ordered it. And I actually just started it and saw the testimonials from you and Scott Hall and Jericho and just all the other guys that I respect, you know, the wrestlers so much. And my biggest question is, like, being on the road so much, you know, it's really tough to eat healthy. How do I do that? It's pretty much the big question.
Well, Rob, it just takes a little diligence, man. You just got to make up your mind if you're not going to settle for crap, brother. I mean, sure, your choices are going to be knocked down, but you know what? You're going to find different places to shop, places that you never even heard of before. Search them out. They're out there, man. They got this thing called the Internet, brother. It will give you information. You tons. I just found out about it. I'm letting the secret out. Brother, we love you, man. Just stick with it. Get out there. There's people that can help you. Don't be afraid.
Well, I've done the gyms and everything, and I've gotten dedicated. But, you know, after seeing all the testimonials and seeing how, you know, you've turned it around, I tell you what, I think I'm dedicated now, and I just want to thank you, DDP, and, you know, every other, you know.
Hey, man, thank yourself for being smart enough to do it, you know. Thank yourself for stepping by it and getting into it, man. Start claiming victories now, man, because that shame that we get in our heart, man, because we're not happy with the way we look or the way we feel or what we can do, will beat you to death. That's the way it works.
Yeah.
Don't lay it. Just get up and fight. Never give up. All right, we're going to get off here pretty quick.
I'll tell you what, I just want to fan from the 80s, man, thank you so much for speaking to me. You really made a difference. I'll tell you what.
It's a big family, man.
All right, brother.
All right, man. All right, what were you up, Rob?
That's it. We're tapped out on calls, man.
All right, man. Well, I think we had some fun tonight.
Definitely.
It was bouncing pretty fast, but, you know, that young lady, man, remind me. I'm paying for that ticket to get her in here, you know, so I don't mind. She needed that. I needed that. I needed to help somebody, but that's the way it is, isn't it?
Absolutely.
All right, man. Guys, take care. I love you, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Into the Diamond Cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work and, most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.